the Château Ferme. The construction of the Château Ferme, or fortified farm, dates back to the end of the 17th century. At the time, the region was the setting for incessant invasions and power struggles. This impressive building of brick and limestone bears testimony to that. It was conceived in a quadrilateral shape and, for defensive purposes, is flanked by four corner towers. Originally, it was even surrounded by a moat. Access was via a drawbridge, level with the gateway. Now classed as a historical monument, the Château Ferme is home to a working farm. We can see it on our left as we enter the courtyard. On the right are the old living quarters, modified in the 18th century to provide more comfort. Today, it houses the headquarters of the gastronomic guild Les Crochons. You're perhaps wondering what the name means. Well, listen to the explanation from Jean Elbout, the president of the tourist office and a member of the guild.
Le crochon, ça vient du patois.
The word crochon comes from patois. Crochon means crouton, the first or last crust of bread. It's linked to the history of day laborers, those who went off to work in the woods or fields and who kept a piece of bread, cheese and bacon from the day before in their haversack. At lunchtime, they would light a fire to warm themselves and perhaps their food. They would skewer their ham or bacon and cheese and bread and a stick they'd gather in the forest. The guild transformed that into a speciality that they champion. The Les Crochons bread, a hollowed-out small baguette filled with regional Chertin cheese, little cubes of ham and sour cream, all local products, and a secret seasoning. You pop it in the oven and serve with a Les Crochons beer or lager. There's no better way to enjoy this local dish than whilst taking part in the Château Ferme Festival, held during the first weekend in July. It includes a competition to see who can eat the most Les Crochons. A date for those with big appetites. Right, if you take a look through the window of the main room on the ground floor, you'll spot a stuffed heron. It's the guild symbol, chosen because of the Héronnière, or heronry, a place name of Felaïen. When new members are accepted into the guild, they are sworn in front of this bird. I submit myself with pleasure. In my home will be a crochon forever, and a fine bottle to wash it down. For I know how to drink, dance and sing, for the good reputation of Onay. In the attic, we find the Museum of Guilds of Belgium. Every weekend, visitors can see the costumes of about 80 of them. Now, take a look at the pole in the courtyard. Do you know what it is? That's right, a pillory. It was set up during feudal times in a field not far from here and was used to mete out justice. The next stop on the visit is in front of the old school for girls. Thank you for continuing your visit. See you soon.